Disclaimer and trigger warning. The content discussed in this episode of Us Unfiltered covers topics related to alcoholism and mental health. Please note that I, Adrian Selena, am not a mental health professional. The information shared in this episode is based on personal experiences and research. It is not intended to replace professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. If you or someone you know is struggling with alcoholism or mental health issues, please seek support from a qualified healthcare provider. Listener discretion is advised. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to Us Unfiltered, the podcast where we share raw personal stories and practical tips to help you manage your mental health. I'm your host, Adrian Selena, and I am beyond excited about today's episode because it is incredibly special to me. No matter when you're tuning in, the day that this episode is being released is November 6th, 2024, and it marks a monumental milestone for me. 1 year of sobriety. In this episode, I'm going to be completely open and honest with you. I'm going to really put myself out there and be vulnerable to my listeners. And I want to be vulnerable with you. I want to share this raw story with you because I really want it to help someone out there. I was an alcoholic for nearly a decade, and I also abused drugs during that time. My drinking was severe. I mean, sometimes a quarter to a half a handle of liquor a night is what I was drinking, not including any wine or beer that I was probably drinking with it. And on November 6th, 2023, I made the life-changing decision to stop drinking entirely. And this was the best decision that I have ever made in my entire life. It transformed me and my life in countless positive ways. And I am happier, healthier, more motivated, focused, accomplished, self-aware, confident, and so much more, all thanks to quitting alcohol. And this episode is dedicated to those who are struggling to quit drinking or recognize that they have an alcohol issue and don't know where to start. I didn't grow up in a home with alcohol. I actually grew up in a very religious and strict home, and neither of my parents drank. But there were other issues in that home for a period of time in my childhood. And truthfully, I didn't really drink in college much. But right after I graduated college, I was newly married and my marriage was really suffering. But it wasn't just because of my marriage suffering where I started seeing all of these mental health issues. I think all of the problems that I had in my childhood, along with issues that happened throughout high school and college, and then now being trapped in this marriage that was really, really struggling, I just started to break down on the inside. It felt like it was all too much, and I was just so overwhelmed and gripped with depression and anxiety and hopelessness that I turned to alcohol. And at first, it felt like it was a fun escape. Like, we're just going to go out with our friends, drinking and partying. And it wasn't really like an addiction at that point. But over the years, as the problems got worse, I continued to go back to alcohol and then subsequently, at one point, substances to get the happiness, the joy that I was looking for. Basically, I was chasing highs to overcompensate from the lows that I was feeling emotionally. That leads me all the way up to 2020. The country shut down. COVID happened. We were all basically just trapped inside for days and days and days, weeks, months. There was really not much left to do. So my alcoholism really skyrocketed during that time. On the days where I didn't have to work, I was drinking from sunup to sundown. And then when the pandemic ended and we were all allowed to go back into the office, I wasn't drinking before work, but as soon as I got home, I was drinking excessively. I mean, I was getting drunk every single night, every single day of the week. And most of the time on the weekends, I would start drinking first thing in the morning. And then last year, obviously around this time, because it's been a year of sobriety for me, I started to really, really take a look around at all of my issues in life. Everything was failing. My relationships with my friends were suffering. Romantic relationships that I had been in had suffered substantially because of my alcohol use. Relationships with my family members were suffering. I wasn't drinking before work, so I wouldn't say that alcohol directly affected my professional relationships. However, I was very tired a lot. I had a lot of anxiety and depression, and I would say that the issues that I was experiencing with my mental health were affecting my professional relationships. And because I wasn't treating those issues properly, I was using alcohol a lot as an avoidance mechanism. I wasn't getting the help I needed to really deal with my mental health issues appropriately, and that was seeping into my professional life. I was doing therapy at that time, but I needed to cut several things out of my life in order for that therapy to really be in full effect, and alcohol was one of them at the time. So come November of 2023, after really analyzing all these different aspects of my life that were failing, and they all had one common denominator: the abuse of alcohol and substances to treat my mental health issues. If this sounds like you, if you're listening to this right now and you're thinking to yourself, this is what I do. This is where I'm struggling. I know that I'm depressed. I know I have anxiety. I know that I'm struggling with hopelessness. And I know that I keep turning to alcohol and substances to feel better. Please, please listen to the rest of this episode. And also know that you're not alone. Many people around the world struggle with this same issue. But you can get the help that you need. You can overcome this toxic cycle. And you can have a happier, more healthy, more joyful quality of life. You can do it. And I'm going to give you a lot of tips and strategies and resources to help you do that. First, I want to emphasize that it is cool to stop drinking. We live in a culture where alcohol is everywhere. I mean, restaurants, ball games, TV shows, movies, books. It's the norm. But just because that it's the norm, it doesn't make it okay. While moderation will probably work for some people, the reality is that most people do not drink in moderation. That's just a fact. Here are some very eye-opening statistics about alcoholism in the United States. The prevalence of alcohol use disorder. Approximately 28.8 million adults, that's ages 18 and older, have alcohol use disorder in 2021, representing over 11% of people in this age group in the United States. Alcohol-related deaths. An estimated of 88,000 people die from alcohol-related causes annually, making alcohol the third leading preventable cause of death in the United States after tobacco and poor diet and physical inactivity. Economic impact. Excessive alcohol use costs the United States economy over $250 billion annually, primarily due to losses in the workplace productivity, healthcare expenses, law enforcement, and other criminal justice costs. Lastly, binge drinking. About 24% of people between the ages of 18 and older report binge drinking in the last 30 days. That's a quarter of our population. That is a quarter of the adults in the United States have binge drank. Is that the right way of saying that? In the last 30 days. That's a lot of people when you think about it. That is a lot of people when you think about it. So let's get into some practical tips on what can really help you if this is you. If you're the person struggling, let's do some tips that are actually going to help you. First and foremost, knowing that deciding to limit or stop alcohol use intake is a positive and it is a health conscious choice. Whether you are aiming just for a healthier lifestyle, or you're addressing health concerns, or you just want to cut back for your mental wellness, taking the first steps, it's crucial, and it is a positive choice. Do not let anyone make you feel otherwise. If you have people in your life that are making you feel crappy about lowering or quitting your alcohol intake, I would suggest just cutting people like that out of your life, to be totally frank with you. But I would ignore them. Do not heed them and what they're saying to you. You got to do what you feel is best for you, and it is a health choice. So here's a guide to kind of help you on this journey. Number one, reflect on your goals. Begin reflecting on why you want to reduce your alcohol intake. That is going to really help drive you and keep you motivated in this journey. So identifying personal goals such as improving your health, enhancing your mental well-being, or focusing on better relationships, either familially or romantically, understanding your motivations will help serve as a strong foundation for change. Number two, set realistic targets. Establish very achievable and realistic goals for yourself. So consider starting with small, manageable steps, and this could involve reducing the number of drinks that you have per week or setting specific days for alcohol-free periods. When you set realistic goals, you're going to increase your chances of success. If you just try to quit drinking immediately and you tend to be a very regular drinker, you're likely going to slip and then binge drink, which is worse. So start with very realistic targets. Number three, create a support system. Whew, I cannot drive this point home loud enough. This is pivotal. This is important. Share your decision with your friends and your family members who can offer encouragement and support. Having a reliable support system can make a huge difference when you decide to give up alcohol. And when you discuss these types of goals with your loved ones and let them know how they can assist you in staying on track, it creates accountability. That is going to help motivate you to stay on track. Number four, educate yourself. Learn about the effects of alcohol that it has on your mind and your body. Understanding the risks linked with alcohol can reinforce your commitment to change. And the knowledge, they say knowledge is power. It does empower you to make more informed decisions about your physical and mental health. Number five, replace your habits. This was a tricky one for me because my drinking had become so habitual that it kind of felt like I had all this time to do other stuff now that I'm not drunk all the time. It sounds terrible, but it's true. But being able to identify situations or routines that trigger your desire to drink and find alternative activities is going to help you stay on track. So engage in hobbies, exercise, spend time with friends or family in a non-drinking setting. By replacing your old habits with healthier ones, you can create a positive environment that supports your goals. And it'll help fill that time so that you don't have that openness in your schedule where it feels very easy to just, oh, you know what? I could just relax and drink some wine. Don't fall into that trap. Number six, keep track of how much you drink. So personally, I didn't do this, but I have a lot of friends who have done this and said that it worked for them. Maintain a record of your alcohol intake. You can keep a journal and you can track how many drinks you have per day or per week or whatever. And by tracking it, it can provide insights into patterns and help you stay accountable. There are a ton of apps, I mean so many apps out there that you can download on your phone that will help you monitor your drinking habits and also set reminders to stay within your limits. The reason why I say I did not do this is because I actually quit drinking cold turkey. Like I literally just woke up one morning and I was like, you know what? Today's the day. I'm not turning back. And since that day, I have not had a drop of alcohol. I would not recommend that way of going about it. That is a hard way to quit drinking. It is. It doesn't make one option better than the other. If you feel like you're that type of person who can do that, you can just quit and not turn back, then do it. Go for it. But if you don't think that is a realistic way to quit drinking, I would not recommend going that route simply because it might not be the most sustainable and realistic goal setting for you. You really need to do some self-analyzing and feel out what's going to work best for you in your sobriety journey or your lessened alcohol drinking journey. It's all about what you feel is going to best support maintaining that goal. All right, number seven, stay hydrated and well nourished. This is probably a silly sounding one, but it actually really is important. So when you're ensuring that you're taking care of your body by staying hydrated and maintaining a well-balanced diet, it's going to contribute to your physical and emotional well-being. But also staying properly hydrated and getting good nutrition helps alleviate some of the cravings that are associated with reduced alcohol intake. Something that really, really helped me whenever I first started quitting, I immediately replaced the alcohol with a non-alcoholic beverage. So I got some NA beers, I got some NA wine, which the NA wine is terrible. There are some really good NA beers out there, but the NA wine is absolutely disgusting. I got non-alcoholic like ginger beer and things like that. And I replaced the alcohol that I would normally drink with something non-alcoholic. It kind of tricked my brain and my taste buds into that feeling that I'm drinking alcoholic beverage, but I'm not actually consuming any alcohol. And that really helped me. And then I would also start changing that with water. So when I would be out with my friends and they would order beverages at dinner, I would just literally get water with lemon. And not only am I hydrating my body, but I'm replacing that addiction with something that is going to be overall better for my physical health, and it helps alleviate that craving. Okay, now that we talked about tips to help you quit drinking, I really want to go over how to bounce back. You know, since we're diving into the journey of alcohol, we need to talk about how to handle those inevitable slip-ups that come up sometimes and how to handle them with resilience and grace and self-love. Like I've said at the beginning of this, quitting alcohol, it is a bold, empowering, and health-conscious decision. It is a step towards a healthier and happier you. But let's be honest with ourselves. Challenges are going to come and slip-ups might happen. And the important thing that you need to know is to not let these moments define your journey. Instead, focus on how to bounce back and keep moving forward. Number one, I've said this in my other episodes about other topics, and I'm going to say it again here. Be kind to yourself. A slip up doesn't erase all your progress. Change takes time, and setbacks are a natural part of the process. Treat yourself with the same compassion that you would offer a friend. It's easy to fall in the trap of self-blame, but that can be very counterproductive to what we're trying to accomplish here. So instead of dwelling on the negative thoughts, instead of beating yourself down, take this as a learning experience and recognize it as an opportunity for growth. Number two, reflect and learn. Take a moment to reflect on what led up to the slip up. Was it a specific trigger? Was it a stressful situation? Or was it just a moment of vulnerability? Was it because you didn't have any support or accountability in your life? Understanding these types of factors are going to help you prepare for similar situations in the future and help you avoid that type of slip up. And don't hesitate to lean on your support network, like we talked about previously, whether it's a friend or a family member, a support group, a therapist, whomever. Share your experience, and that's going to help provide relief. It'll help release some of the guilt that you may be feeling, and it'll remind you that you're not on this journey alone. That is why I previously mentioned in the tips, you need to get a support system. It is important that you have people in your circle to help you. Driving that one home, y'all. Driving it home. Number three, redefine success. So remember, quitting alcohol, it is a process. It's not a destination, okay? It's not. There is no X marks the spot at the end of the map. Perfection is not the goal here. Celebrate the progress you've made, no matter how small, and recognize each step along the way as a victory. That's why in the AA program, they give you tokens for a day, each day, one day at a time. I can't tell you how many times I felt that urge to continue to go back to the bottle. It happened actually just recently to me. I had a very stressful day. I was very overwhelmed. I had a little bit of an emotional meltdown, and I went to Publix to pick up some groceries, and I passed the beer and wine aisle, and there was a split second where I thought to myself, I could just get a small little box wine, like one of those tiny, you know, tiny boxes. They're like one glass or two glasses of wine each. I can't remember how much it is. And I thought to myself, I could just have just a couple glasses of wine and it won't make a difference. It's no one's gonna know. Thank God I had a voice in the back of my head that told me, no, don't do it. Remember all the progress you've made. You've made it so far. Each day, you've taken a step forward. And by redefining my successes by understanding that alcoholism, it's an ongoing disease, and that perfection is not a destination, it really reminded me to stay on track. All right, number four, stay positive. Maintain a positive mindset as much as you can. Try not to beat yourself down. Believe in your ability to overcome challenges and setbacks. Even if you have to put freaking sticky notes on your mirror, so that way when you go to the bathroom and you see yourself and you see those sticky notes that say, you're successful, you're a champion, you can do this. Keep your eyes on the prize. When you visualize your success and keep your mindset on the positive outcomes of your journey, you're going to be more successful. I also would suggest that you should incorporate mindfulness techniques like deep breathing or meditation into your routine. Those types of practices are going to help you stay centered. They're going to help you be more present. They're going to help you manage stress, and it's going to help reduce the likelihood of slip-ups. All right, well, we've covered a lot here today. We've covered tips on how to stop drinking alcohol, and we've also covered tips on how to deal with setbacks. Remember, you know, change is a journey, and setbacks are just bumps in the road. Your determination and commitment to quitting alcohol will guide you through the challenges. Keep your focus on your goals, stay positive, and remember that each day is a new chance to continue your journey towards success. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Us Unfiltered. I honestly feel like I could just burst into tears of joy talking about this subject. I really hope that this has touched someone out there who's listening. I hope that you can take away some practical tips and strategies to help you if you are dealing with alcoholism or substance abuse. If this episode helped you, please leave a review and subscribe, and maybe share it with a friend who you know is starting out on their alcohol quitting journey. This could potentially help them. Please find me on TikTok or Instagram. Until next time, remember, mental health matters, and so do you.